What in the world do we do with early finishers? Or better yet, what do we do with the learners that understand the content before it's even taught? In this episode, I'm going to share things that we have to consider as educators when designing extensions for gifted learners. This episode is packed with practical ideas that you can implement tomorrow. So settle in and let's talk about it. Hey friends, what is up? Welcome to A Meaningful Mess Podcast. I'm your host, Andy McNair, and I believe that it's perfectly fine for learning to be messy as long as it's meaningful. Yep, I said what I said. Each week on my podcast, I share manageable and meaningful ideas for you to utilize to engage and empower gifted learners. But let's be honest, good teaching is just good teaching. My hope is that the ideas and strategies shared on each episode will help you find meaning in your mess. Let's do this. Welcome back to A Meaningful Mess Podcast. I'm going to be completely transparent with you and tell you that I will probably be more of a mess today than I usually am. We dropped our middle child off at college yesterday, and oh my goodness, it is hard on this mama heart, right? I have two in college this year, which is crazy. I'm so thankful that I still have one at home. She'll be a sophomore this year, and so excited for the adventures that all three of them are going to have, but it's just hard to watch them grow up and go do their thing, right? So all of that being said, I've kept myself busy today, and I thought I would keep myself busy tonight by recording this podcast. So tonight's podcast, or today's podcast, whenever you're listening to this, is actually the beginning of season 5, which is crazy. But as I was thinking to myself, how do I want to kind of start this episode or start this season? What do I want to talk about? I thought about something that is really important to me, number one, as a gifted education specialist, and number two, as a mom of gifted learners. And I wanted to share something that would, as always, give teachers a return on their investment, and also talk about something that maybe we don't consider enough in education, or that we don't talk about often enough. And as I thought about those pieces, I really kept thinking about the extensions that we design for gifted learners and how we extend learning for not just the kids who don't understand, but also the ones that do. And so what I want to spend these next couple of episodes, next few episodes, I don't know what that's going to look like. I know that's shocking that I haven't already planned out all the episodes, but look, the podcast is called A Meaningful Mess. This should not be surprising to you, but seriously, over the next few episodes, I really want to dive into this and share some practical ways that we can extend learning in a way that makes sense. And as always, just like everything that I share on this podcast, I want to talk about how to do it in a way that is manageable for you as an educator, but also meaningful for your learners. And so today on this podcast, on this episode, we're going to talk about 4 things that extensions should be. So when you're thinking about extending the learning for the learners that already understand, I believe that extensions should be, number one, prioritized. Number two, they should be meaningful. Number three, appropriate. And number four, intentional. And so what we're going to do is go through each one of those, talk about what they look like. I'm going to share some really practical ideas and some resources for you to explore. And then, I just want to challenge you to think about that and challenge you to think about your own classroom. Like, is there one of these things that maybe you haven't considered, or is this just a different way to look at it? Maybe it's just a different perspective, Or maybe what I'll share will just validate what you already think and what you are already doing in your classroom, which is always awesome. All right, so let's start with extensions for gifted learners should be prioritized. And I want to be clear here. I'm saying extensions for gifted learners, but the reality is any kid that already understands the content and can demonstrate that deserves an opportunity to experience an extension, right? Sometimes your struggling learners are going to have days that they already understand something. And I think it's important that if that's the case, they are given the opportunity to work on the extension as well. Okay, so extensions should be prioritized. And what I mean by that is that they need to be planned and considered on the front end of a learning experience. They shouldn't be an afterthought. And look, this may not be the case for you, but I remember when I was in the general education classroom, and I was actually at the time teaching fourth and fifth grade math and science. And oftentimes my high achievers or my gifted learners, because I didn't design for it on the front end, when they would finish their work or they would demonstrate mastery of what was being learned that day, I would end up giving them busy work. Because I was caught off guard, right? And I don't know why. It wasn't a surprise, but they would come to me and they would say, okay, I already finished, or hey, I already understand this. And if I didn't already have something in place, if I hadn't prioritized that on the front end, the reality is that I would have them get on a computer program, or I would just give them something to keep them busy so that I could work with the struggling learners or do the things that I needed to do. And you guys, that's not okay, right? That's not what should be happening. That was early in my career, thank goodness, when I was given the opportunity to work specifically with just gifted learners, I realized just how important this is. And so I think I actually recorded a reel on Instagram. If you don't follow me on Instagram, you should. You can find me at A Meaningful Mess. I recorded a reel this week that just kind of made the point. And I think what I said was something to the effect of gifted learners recognize and resent busy work. And just think about that statement for a second. Gifted learners recognize and resent busy work. And what I mean is they know when it's busy work. Like it's not, you're not fooling them, right? They understand, oh, they're just giving me something to keep me busy so that they can prioritize these other learners. And they end up resenting that. They end up, sometimes that'll result in behavior problems. Sometimes it'll result in disengagement or just apathy, but it can make them really, really frustrated. And so I think it's something that we need to consider. So how do we do that? What does that look like? And I know a lot of you probably already do this, but if you don't, somewhere in your lesson plan or wherever you design experiences, there should be a place for you to consider what you will do when your learners already understand the content. In other words, we're not just going to think about what we're going to do if our students don't understand. We're also going to think about what's going to happen if they do. And what that does is it gives us an opportunity to make sure that the extension connects to the content. So we're not just giving them some project that is completely disconnected. We're not just putting them on a computer program. We are prioritizing this as we're designing the experience so that we know when they finish their work early or they've already mastered what's being learned, they will be given an opportunity to move from not just learning that content, but actually deeply understanding that content. So the key here is we want to prioritize it and we want to do it on the front end of a learning experience. We don't want it to be an afterthought. I think one way to say that would be that we want to be proactive and not reactive, right? That's what we want to make happen. And so I want to share with you guys, if you don't have a way to do that, or you're wherever it is that you design experiences doesn't already have a place for you to kind of think through that, I would love for you to check out my website, andymcnair.com/designfordepth. So I'll put that link in the show notes, but I just have an example of what that can look like, of how we can kind of design for depth. And what I mean by that, when I talk about designing for depth, I'm talking about considering those gifted learners on the front end of a learning experience. So prioritizing that is key. Make sure you check out that link. I'll say it one more time, andymcnair.com/designfordepth. I think it can just give you an idea of what that might look like. So you definitely don't have to use that form if you don't want to or you don't need it, but I think it could give you some perspective and a different way to kind of look at designing an experience. Okay, so prioritized extension should definitely be a priority. The second thing to consider is that extensions should also be meaningful. And look, everything that I talk about revolves around this idea. I oftentimes say that if what you're doing in the classroom isn't meaningful for your learners, it's a waste of your time and theirs. But I think sometimes we ask ourselves the question, like, how do we know if something is meaningful? How would I know if the extension is meaningful? Because isn't every kid different? 100% they are. And so that makes it difficult and it makes it challenging. But when we think about extensions and making them meaningful, I think there's three questions that we can consider. I think the first question is, how does this extension connect the content to their right now? In other words, how does it give them an opportunity to utilize what they've learned in class beyond the walls of the classroom? I oftentimes say that connecting to their right now is so important because you're teaching a generation of learners that when you say to them, you're going to need this later, they instantly think, well, then I'll Google it or YouTube it later. I don't need it right now. So one of our goals in the classroom should always be to connect to their right now. So in order for an extension to be meaningful, I think that's one question we might consider. How can this extension connect to their right now? I think another question we can ask is, how does it connect to their strengths? I think every learner has strengths, right? And so often we don't give them opportunities to utilize those in the classroom. And if you're wondering, like, gosh, how would I know what my students' strengths are? Well, number one, you can always ask them. But the problem with that is sometimes they don't know. You'll ask a kid, hey, what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? And they're like, I have no idea. Or they might say, I know my weaknesses, right? I've always been told what I need to fix. I don't really know what my strengths are. And so as we think about that, I would like to share another resource with you guys. I've talked about it often on the podcast. It's called Thrively.com. And Thrively.com is just a website where kids can take a strengths assessment. And that part of the platform is free. And that strengths assessment will give you a dashboard and you'll get to see what all of your students' strengths are, what they're interested in, and what they aspire to be. And so as you think through that, as you consider that, those things can be hard to find without a tool to make it manageable. And Thrively.com is exactly that. So again, I'll share that in the show notes. You guys can check it out. But let me share a practical example with you. So let's say a student, their strength is they're really good at coding, or maybe they're interested in designing video games. You could have, let's say that day you're learning about the water cycle. If they already understand the water cycle and they can demonstrate mastery, then they might be given the opportunity to utilize Scratch, which is a place where kids can design video games, to design a video game about the water cycle for the rest of the class to play. So everybody's going to get to utilize the website. They're just going to use it in different ways. If they're involved in the extension, they are going to actually be creating the video game. If they're receiving extra support, they would play the video game. So I love that idea because it's not like, oh, you're gifted, so you get to do the really cool thing. It's about everybody's going to get to experience this. We're just going to experience it in different ways. So I think that's a great way to use a kid's strengths. And the third question to know if something is meaningful is, how does it connect to what has been learned in class? So these are connections, right? We've got, how does it connect to their right now? How does it connect to their strengths? And how does it connect to what has been learned in class? Look, I think extensions, it's important that whatever the extension is an opportunity to dive deeper into what they've already learned in class. I think sometimes when the extension is completely disconnected, we're missing an opportunity. And I don't know if you've seen this. I've seen it before where gifted learners have been, acceleration has been something that they've experienced. And look, I think acceleration can be super beneficial. Don't hear me saying that it's not. But I do think sometimes we accelerate kids along the surface. Like they've learned it. And then all of a sudden we hit this place where we realize, oh my gosh, they were able to demonstrate that they've learned it, but they didn't really understand it. And so I think when we design for depth, when we're thinking through this idea of meaningful extensions, one of the things that we can do is make sure that it connects to the content so that they're being given that opportunity to deeply understand what has been learned. Hopefully that makes sense. So those three connections, how does it connect to their right now? How does it connect to their strengths? And how does it connect to what has been learned in class? I think are three things you can consider when asking yourself, is the extension meaningful? Okay, number three, is the extension appropriate? You know, when I think about this perspective and I think about how do you know if an extension is appropriate, respectful tasks come to mind. I don't know if you've heard of that before. That's definitely a popular conversation, something that's talked about in education often. And I was looking on a website called differentiationcentral.com, and they talk about respectful tasks this way. They say that they are challenging, interesting, and worth doing. Like, isn't that what everything should be at school, right? Like, that's just something that we need to consider, is what we are asking our learners to do challenging, interesting, and worth doing. And again, I'll put their website in the show notes so you can check that out. But as we think about an extension, asking ourselves those questions can help us be sure that it is appropriate. And I think when it's appropriate, because I often have times people will say to me like, gosh, Andy, here's where I struggle with extensions. My gifted kids don't want to do extra work, right? Or they don't want to do anything else. They want to be done when they're done. Of course they feel that way if the work isn't meaningful, if it's not appropriate, but if it is challenging, interesting, and worth doing, chances are they're going to want to make that a priority. And so look, if you listen to the podcast at all, or you are familiar with my work, you know that I talk often about passion-based learning or genius hour. And I don't think it's a bad idea for every learner to have a passion project running in the background. And what I mean by that is that you can, at the beginning of the year, aka right now, right? Like a lot of you are just starting school, help kids go ahead and figure out what are you interested in? What are you passionate about? Introduce a process that you guys are going to follow throughout the year, and then let them work on their Genius Hour project as an extension. Now, the key here, because of what I just said, because you might be thinking to yourself like, Andy, that's a great idea, but you just said that the extension should be connected to the content. You're right, I did. And there's a way to do that through Genius Hour. Like, you can connect whatever it is that you're learning in class to their project. Better yet, they can make that connection. You can challenge them and say, hey, somehow today, I need you to make a connection between the content or the skills that we used in class, and I need you to demonstrate that as you work on your Genius Hour project today. So I'm a big fan of passion projects, simply because they are what we just talked about, right? They are often challenging. They're interesting to the kid who's working on them because it's connected to their passion or interest, and they're worth doing because of the purpose part of Genius Hour projects. So gosh, if you want to know more about those, definitely look through the podcast because I talk about it all the time. You can also visit my website and go to andymcnair.com/genius-hour. You can actually just click on Genius Hour on my navigation bar as well. So appropriate is a big deal. We want to make sure that what we are asking them to do as an extension is appropriate for them as a learner. Finally, the last thing that I think we have to consider is the extension intentional? And I looked up the word intentional in the dictionary. I'm a big word person. I always want to make sure that I'm using the right words. And the definition of intentional is done on purpose or deliberate. And what that means is we don't want an extension. This is very closely tied to what we talked about at the beginning when we talked about it being prioritized. We don't want an extension to feel haphazard or just like, here, just do this. We want it to seem like we've actually, and not just seem like, we want that to be the case, that we've actually thought it out, that there was intention or purpose behind what we're asking them to do. When that's not the case, that's when kids don't want to do the extension and don't want to do the work. When they feel like they're just being given something that will occupy them while everyone else gets the attention and gets the, you know, while educators are serving the needs of everyone else in the classroom. So I think it's important to ask yourself, what is the intention behind the extension, these are hard words. What is the intention behind the extension that you're designing? Like, are you wanting them to reach a deeper understanding? That's probably almost always going to be the intention. Are you wanting them to apply what they've learned? Are you wanting them to create or design based on what they've learned? Like, considering the intention, like, what is the purpose of what you're designing as that extension can be really helpful. And I think will result in those other three things, right? That will ensure that it's prioritized, that it's meaningful, and that it's appropriate. And so that last key of making sure that it's intentional kind of wraps all of this together. So, man, I've said a lot. I've talked about a lot of things. So let me just go back and go over them one more time. And again, we're going to be diving more into extensions. So if you're thinking like, gosh, I just need some more practical ideas, those are coming. Stay tuned. But on today's episode, I really wanted to talk through what does an extension need to be? And again, those things are an extension should be prioritized. An extension should be meaningful. An extension should be appropriate, and an extension should be intentional. And as you think about those things, I would just challenge you to consider your own classroom. And is that something that you are thinking about often? Is it something that you're thinking about on the front end of a learning experience? And if not, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Just how can we make it so? And so, gosh, I hope that this has just got you thinking. And again, maybe it just validated some things that you're already doing. But if these aren't things that you're considering, I would just remind you that so often gifted learners feel like school is not a place for them because they just aren't sure how they can invest in the learning if it's something that they already know. And that's why extensions are so important. So I hope this is helpful. I hope, as always, it helps you find a little meaning in your mess. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via my website, andymcnair.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to learn with me today. I absolutely love this community and enjoy sharing and learning with you. Check out today's episode notes by swiping up in most podcast apps. If you'd like to learn and connect more, you can follow me over on Twitter at McNairAN3, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Meaningful Mess. You can always find tons of resources, inspiration, and information over on my website, andymcnair.com. Be sure to check out my blog, Genius Hour resources, and so much more. Enjoy the rest of your day, and as always, I hope that today's episode has inspired you to find meaning in your mess.